This is the Daily Technology Pulse Podcast. Welcome aboard.
Welcome to another episode of the Daily Technology Pulse. This is Rick from Daily welcoming you once again. Today, we're going to be talking with our strategic partner, Havrion, about digital displays for the public sector space. It's amazing what you could do with some of this stuff today. But before we get into that, I do want to remind you that Daily is your comprehensive solutions provider for all your technology needs. No matter where you are in Maryland and Virginia, whether you're K-12, higher education, state government, local government, government agency, quasi-government agency, healthcare, manufacturing, you name it, we have a solution for you. Everything from client computing to enterprise and advanced technology to audiovisual. Find out more about what we can do for you by visiting daily.com/solutions. And now on with our show. All right. So today we're talking to Susan Grossweiler. She is with Havrion. Susan, thanks so much for joining the Daily Technology Pulse.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Havrion. I know you're one of our strategic partners here at Daily, but let's inform the folks who are listening what Havrion is and what Havrion does.
Havrion, at the core of our technologies, is really a data-driven outcomes company. We really look and focus in on technologies that are going to help support K-12, higher ed, and even stadium and arenas. At Havrion, our mission really is to create an innovative technology that significantly enhances performance and protection through the interconnectivity of actions. We do this activation-driven outcomes approach to solutions out in the market.
Excellent. And then how long have you been with the company?
I have been with the company officially 3 years, but I did do some work with them prior to coming over, which is what drove me and interested me in coming over to Havrion.
I will say you and I got to spend a little time together while you were at the Daily Technology Showcase, and those were some really great events. And I understand you had some fantastic conversations during the two shows.
We did. First off, we love being a part of these shows every year, getting out and being able to meet with Daily's customers on a more intimate basis, get some real good FaceTime one-on-one with your employees and reps as well. So we had a great time there. We talked a lot about our safety solution being the target that you had there, but really great time. And again, thank you for having us.
Today, you and I are going to talk about digital displays. And I have to tell you, this is something that is near and dear to my heart because I am a digital type of guy. The pandemic really changed the world. We know that. But I think it changed the world so much in the fact that a lot of institutions, organizations, whether it's K-12, whether it's higher ed, or even whether it's state and local government, they're relying more and more on digital displays because they are, you know, something that can be everywhere and most useful, right?
Yeah. I mean, for us, when you think digital displays, we want you to equate that to immersive environments. Digital displays allow you to immerse an environment with messaging. Again, whether that's safety messaging or fan engagement messaging, just think about the world around you right now and how digital displays have played such a significant role, especially like you mentioned, after the pandemic. You have McDonald's, right, doing touchscreens inside for no contact ordering. You have retail who has the ability to update their promotions more frequently because it's in the windows, right? So for Havrion, right, we definitely jumped into how are we going to use digital displays in these public spaces to make a difference on protecting life and supporting, you know, this one-on-one interaction that we've really moved toward in our society for marketing.
So now what would you say is probably one of the biggest use cases for the displays for public safety?
So for us, it's all about connecting to the live environment of an emergency. So whether you're in a school or, you know, you're in the district building wanting to know what's going on in your schools, digital displays are going to allow you to very quickly communicate clear conceptual content to individual spaces. So think about right now, our standard sort of safety is one message for all, right? You're either getting that on your cell phones with communications through mobile apps, or everyone has sort of the same policy procedures of what's going on. Well, imagine being able to take that to a new level and go beyond and allow for a kindergarten classroom to have a red background and a wolf on the screen, and they know to go and play hide and seek, even if the teacher's not in there. Or imagine your more public spaces, like your gymnasiums, your libraries, where there's guests and they don't go through these drills with you. And you're able to take the digital displays in those environments and within seconds change those to give maybe a video of what to do in a lockdown, or a dynamic map that's going to show them where to go away from the events, right, to get outside and what to do. So for us, digital displays really provides that next level and next step of where all of these communications, especially in safety, are moving right now out in the market.
And you really touched on a good point there, because we are so reliant on mobile technology. And I am definitely one of those people. I have my iPhone, I have my Apple Watch, and I'm constantly in communication. Except when I'm not, except when I don't have my phone with me. And then, especially when you're talking about the educational setting, I can remember from my time in front of a college classroom, I did not want my students to have their phones out in front of them. Usually they did anyway. But even my two boys right now are in middle school. They're not allowed to have their phones on them. So that mobile communication that we're so reliant on, the text messaging and the mobile alerts, you don't get those in a lot of educational settings, or you don't get those in some government settings. I can still remember there are government buildings I used to go into, like the Department of Energy, where mobile phones just did not work. It was a total dead zone. And so it's really good to know that there is still a visual solution out there that can help with that messaging.
Yeah, I mean, and you bring up a really good point there, right? So dead zones, it's a topic that's out there all the time, especially in safety solutions, because no app is ever going to be able to guarantee you that you're going to have a signal, right? An app doesn't determine the signal strength in your schools. And there's things school can do. They can add beacon technologies. They can enhance their performance on their signals. But for us, that leads us to a good point of where in our safety solutions, we like to really teach people about layering of activation devices, because this is something that's in our wheelhouse on our Protect solutions. So whether that's having your teachers with the mobile apps for quick and convenient communications and activations, but also two-way communications during an event, that's great. Right? But you also need to think, okay, let's walk around these schools. Let's see where there are, dead zones, as you would say, and let's put a hardwired panic button right there, right? Or let's take it a step further. Let's put sensors in where people and our actions aren't even part of the equation, right? Where you've taken out the human element and just throw in a sensor that allows for the whole system to know what's going on and start those critical policies and procedures for you. Again, then pushing them out through digital displays. Because imagine a teacher at the front of the classroom teaching away. Eyes are up on that teacher and that board, right? And typically these days, it's interactive whiteboards. And so if you can take over that screen that someone already is, and every single person can interpret that themselves immediately without having to wait on direction, you've shaved seconds off that you could get that door locked or get out that door if need be for these different safety solutions.
And then you also mentioned before about the kindergarten class, which I absolutely love the little example that you gave there. It's a red screen with a wolf on it. So they're going to play hide and seek, because I have to say, particularly in some educational facilities, a generalized message is not going to hit home with different grade levels, because a kindergartner is certainly less mature and understands so much less than a fifth grader. And so the tornado is, there's a tornado watch by the building. To a kindergartner, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Or they might be thinking, oh, Wizard of Oz, I'm going to Kansas. Yeah. Or I'm going to Oz, I'm going to the Yellow Brick Road. So it's really about you're able to tailor those messages to the different displays.
Yeah. So think about this too, not just ages, right? So yes, great example, kindergartners, right? Again, I have a little girl. She immediately knows because I you know, tested some of this out on her myself, right? She does know to go and hide and seek with this. But think about your learning disabled rooms. They might not be able to hear. They might not be able to see. They might, you know, a certain, flashing or lights might make the wrong response. So even in those environments, by using digital displays and customizing out their exact content that that classroom is going to see is again going to also help interpret and respond more quickly for those people in those situations. So digital displays are just, you know, again, so important as we start looking forward on how to I keep using that word, go beyond what our standard policies and procedures are today. I think today, you know, what our kids are doing in schools today are still very, very similar to what you and I were doing back when we were in school. And we won't say how old we are, but we need to change. We need to evolve. There's so many things that have evolved out there since our times. And this is one thing that personally I feel is lagging. And we need to help accelerate. And that's what we're really trying to do here at Havrion.
I think I may have you by a few years, by the way. I just, and obviously we're talking about education, but this is so applicable to so many other areas, particularly again, when you're thinking about like state and local governments, government centers are huge and they're confusing. And so, you know, having that digital display, is there a solution for a digital display where you can actually tell people where to go? Because that's one of the 100%. Things I find every time I go to a government center, I'm completely and utterly lost and I have to ask five different people where to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, think about government center, or the other one I think of that's a labyrinth is a hospital, right? Like you have no clue where to go. I mean, especially in the one in my town, I won't shout out to where that is, but you get lost, right, for hours in there. So imagine an emergency situation getting lost in that frustration. Federal buildings are much like hospitals and some other places I can think of, right, where it's this labyrinth of hallways and doorways and where to go. So with this solution, what's great about it is you're going to be able to diversify all these different screens. You're going to be able to tell people where to go and what to do right down to that individual perspective. So if you're on floor 2, wing 8, door 6, and there's a screen there, it's going to tell you to go left, right, up, down, wherever it needs to. As you move through the environment, those different screens are going to travel with you on that journey to tell you where to go and what to do. So again, great tool, because you're now not plopping a person there to tell them what to do. You're allowing everyone to move and flow in a way that is going to allow them to get to safety in these solutions that we're talking about.
And that is really helpful. And particularly, again, when you talk about those government buildings where they're really labyrinths, because in an emergency situation, trying to find that nearest emergency exit, oh my goodness, I couldn't even imagine. And then trying to have someone in the midst of all that chaos, stopping people and saying, no, don't go left, go right. That's not going to happen. I would imagine most everybody's just going to want to go through human nature and get out of the building themselves rather than stand there. So again, you're not only saving the people that are visiting that facility, but you're saving the people that work there because they don't have to stand there and give those directions.
Correct. You're going to just help everybody by, again, just the introduction of digital displays and your safety policies and procedures will bring you light years ahead of where you are right now.
And then are those displays able to be interactive?
When you say interactive,
could,
what
you could tell me, you could tell me no and say, stop going off script, stupid.
So
like a touch screen where I could
activate, you can activate from a touch screen, right? Depending on the brand of display, you're able to activate and then that screen is taken over. But one of the big things in a safety, scenario is that those screens get locked down. So no one can navigate across from it. So that interactive capability is disabled during a safety event. Because you don't want, someone to go and say, well, it might not be a real evacuation and keep on going with whatever they're doing. Because I'm sure you've been in those office buildings when the alarm's gone off and everyone just sort of looks around and goes back to work, right? So
correct.
For us, we've put in some fail safes that when those things occur, those displays do become inoperable only with the messaging that's being provided.
And that gives another great point, because the fire drill is one of the worst things to happen to office buildings, because nobody moves. Everybody just sits there and says, oh, they're testing the alarm system today. So you literally could have these digital displays, one that says, this is a test. You're supposed to be pretending like there's an emergency. And another that says, no, this is an actual emergency. You need to get out now.
This would have helped me 8 years ago. I was in a large, very high rise for my office job. And the alarm went off and none of us thought anything of it. Nobody moved. No joke. It was probably 12 minutes before someone actually came on our floor in fire apparel, firefighter, and said, yo, let's go. This is a real fire. Like, you need to leave. And we're like, oh, right. So everybody left the building. Come to find out, five floors above us was on fire because of a microwave that someone somehow blew up. You know, we're watching the smoke billow out just a few floors above us. And we're all just like, dude, you know what I mean? It was this wash that you didn't know if it was real or fake. And in those scenarios, again, we didn't know. And a digital display, even if it was just, you know, a small display somewhere prominent in your office that someone checks when this goes off, right? That said that this is not a drill, like this is a real fire, everyone would have proceeded out of there sooner. And luckily there was no injuries, no loss of life during that one, but it could have gone worse. Let's just go with that. So
it really could have gone downhill quickly.
Yeah. So again, this technology is so important. Or think about, there was a sports venue, right, that we all heard about a year ago that had a shooting out in front of it. And everybody mm-hmm. in the stadium, the doors got locked and no one knew why they were getting locked down. And they finally came over the PA and were saying, you know, that there was this event out front and please stay in the stadium. But imagine if we could have taken over that environment with all their displays around there and been able to say that this is what's going on and have everyone sort of disperse into certain areas and understand what to do. Again, we're just going to enhance and help these different events turn out in a more positive light when you can communicate better and faster.
Yeah. And that protection, the protection side of it is absolutely imperative in today's world. I mean, between everything that could happen. And unfortunately, that's just where our world is today. We have to try to prepare for everything. And it's really difficult to prepare for everything. But if you have that preparation and then you have those displays where you're able to show those certain messages, like you said, you could even show a video, everything from, you know, duck and cover to stop, drop and roll.
Yeah.
And let people know just exactly what's expected of them. That's fantastic. Now, I know Protect is a big side of the Havieron portfolio, but I also know that there is another side that you are, you know, that still has to deal with these digital displays, but puts it in a different light rather than just protection.
Yeah. So listen, at the very core of Havieron, we came out of tragedy. Right. So we are very heavily focused on how this technology can support safety first. But over the last few years, we've also seen how we're already in these environments using digital displays. So we launched a new platform this year called Perform. And Perform is all about engagement with fans and guests that is going to allow you to do a couple things. One is that we've launched a basically new generation of IPTV driven on Samsung's Tizen. And it really streamlines down the approach to how IPTV is provided in these larger arenas and public spaces. And we've been very fortunate that, you know, we've had this great partnership with Samsung and we've been able to find this solution that just really is groundbreaking in what we're doing with IPTV.
And for those, you know, that IPTV is a totally foreign term to them. That's Internet Protocol TV, or what we like to call streaming TV these days.
Yes. Yep.
So on my Samsung TV, when I'm seeing that Samsung TV, that's Havrion?
So not per se. So it's all within the event. So think about this. Your location is going to have their streams of whatever they want to show for channels. I always say, think of that of the puzzle pieces. They're buying the puzzle pieces. Havrion then puts those puzzle pieces together to make the shows that you are watching on those digital displays. And again, we do this all through a streamlined approach with Samsung SoC screens and their ties in, not needing to add on all this additional hardware on the back. It's literally hang the display, pop in Magic Info, and you have IPTV running in these arenas and these stadiums. And it's, again, much more streamlined than what the legacy way of getting IPTV into these large scale venues has been in the past. The other part of this is the actual Perform solution. So Perform has a branch that we call Engage. And Engage is exactly what it is. We are engaging with fans through digital displays, allowing them to enhance and improve their experience at these live venues. So whether that's, you know, a digital display is telling you different ways to go because there's congestion in one area because you might have, a concourse and bathrooms and concessions all in one spot and it's gotten really dense. We're able to say, hey, go this way for the quickest bathrooms. Go this way for, an opportunity to do a one-on-one with, this car or this digital display that's going to bring up, players, images for screens and pictures and all of that.
I really love the idea of using that within a sports venue context, because I will tell you, I was just at a basketball game this past weekend in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at the Dean E. Smith Center at my beloved University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, watching my beloved Tar Heels go Heels. And I had my 13-year-old son with me, and we decided it was time for a bathroom break at halftime. And had we walked 15 feet to the left, we would have been able to be in and out. But because we walked 10 feet to the right, we ended up standing in line and missing the entire halftime show. So the ability for, whether it's college campuses or professional sports or anywhere, to be able to have these immersive, displays where, again, it creates a unique experience and gives that guidance. I think that's something that a lot of folks could really use.
Yeah. I mean, we want to help improve getting out of the house, right? After being locked up in your house for a couple of years now after the pandemic, we want to get people out. We want to help these public spaces improve those engagements. And really, the nature of just who we are today as people, we sort of demand that you improve these engagements, right? Going to a baseball game from when I was a kid to going to a baseball game now, there's a lot more, right? There's always kid zones and fan zones and things happening in the concourse. So they're really trying to make an experience even outside the sporting event, which is, again, a big departure from when we were kids. You went to the Red Sox to watch the Red Sox. And if you didn't watch the Red Sox with my grandfather, then you were in trouble. Like, you don't get up. You don't even go to the bathroom during a game with my grandfather. But now it's, hey, I'm going to take our daughter over here and go play. I want to run as fast as the shortstop, or I want to go over here and practice my hoops like this player, right? So there's all this going on, and our solution just enhances that even more with now helping you with guided suggestions on what to do, where to go. And again, driving some of this back to the administrators, though they know, hey, we need to get more people out in this area to help with this, or hey, we need to move up the cleaning schedule on this area because we've seen that there's a lot more traffic here, right? So really, again, just improvement all around to make this immersive environment just that much better.
That is amazing. And, I have to say, again, when it comes to the work that Havrion is doing, I'm fascinated by it all. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that would certainly love to, to witness this firsthand. Is this something that you're able to provide, you know, unique demos for anybody who would want to see what type of solutions you could possibly provide in their environment?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, first and foremost, reach out to your partner, especially Daily, right? And they can get in touch with us for demos. I actually have a little screen in my office, too, that I can actually show me activating. But we also have other places like the Samsung EBCs across the country that we also have the solution up and running that you can go in and see these solutions firsthand. And we're always, again, happy to reach out direct to us on our website or, you know, through LinkedIn or anything. And we'd be happy to show you any of our solutions firsthand for demoing.
Susan, thanks so much. We really appreciate all the information you shared with us today. We loved having you on the Technology Pulse. We look forward to having you again sometime in the future.
We look forward to it as well. Love working with you guys. Thank you so much.
Susan, thanks so much for being a part of the Technology Pulse. We really do appreciate everything you shared with us. Time to wrap things up. The Technology Pulse is brought to you by Daily Computers, Inc. No part of this podcast can be reproduced or used without our expressed written consent. You can learn more about Daily at our website, www.daily.com. And feel free to shoot us an email at solutions@daily.com. Thanks again for joining. This is Rick from Daily saying so long until next time.